My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning to you. It's a Monday, and we are rocking our way through our first show of the work week. It's always a challenge to get to the final hour and know we still have multiple games to get to keep our promise. And I like to keep my promises. When I tell you I'm going to get to every game, I want to make sure I get to every game. Now, I don't always have the time to expand and expound, to wax loquacious on every single game, but we have more shows this week to be able to do that. So we want to get back to Sunday Night Football. It was a barn burner in the second half. We want to hit Bengals Chiefs again because that was really the highlight of the week. And you all chose it as the after hours game of the week. We still have to get to Jets, Titans. We'll also want to talk about the overtime victory for the Seahawks in New England, not to mention Cleveland, Jacksonville. See what I mean? And Marvin Harrison Jr., breakout performance. Do you want to vote for the Monday MVP? Of course you do. You can find that poll up at A-Law Radio or at Amy After Hours. And if you'd like to throw a little shade toward the team that was the most embarrassing in week two, well, there's that availability as well. So yeah, goodies from our show Twix at Amy After Hours and also on our Facebook page. And our phone number, 855-212-4227. Though we are in a race against time. Sunday Night Football, it's actually re-airing on NFL Network. If you missed it the first time and really desperately need to watch it again, there were a grand total of 6 points in the second half, none in the third quarter, a field goal each for Chicago and Houston in the fourth quarter. This game dominated by the defense, and specifically by the defense of the Houston Texans, putting undue pressure on Caleb Williams. So welcome to the NFL, rookie.
Second down and 15 from the Chicago 25-yard line. Williams in the gun, Swift to his right, two receivers each way. Caleb Williams gets the snap. Caleb Williams in trouble, and Daniil Hunter can't get him down. Williams escapes to the right, throws downfield, and intercepted by Lassiter. Runs upfield, 45, and he's out of bounds inside the 45-yard line. The rookie with his first INT. Fourth and 17 for the Bears from the Chicago 40. Williams shotgun. Here's the snap. Here's the rush. Williams with time. Guns it. Downfield right side. Incomplete. And the Texans take over on downs. They'll win on Sunday Night Football.
Mark Vandermeer on Texans radio. And yeah, you hear that first highlight, which led to the interception that Caleb he essentially squirrels away from the pressure. He's able to squirt free and avoid a sack. but he couldn't avoid them all. 7 sacks by the Houston defense on Caleb Williams. Another 11 quarterback hits. He was under siege. He also has a pair of second half interceptions. And so the Houston Texans are able to withstand their own inability to run the ball against Chicago. Turnover of their own by C.J. Stroud. They were sloppy. They had 12 penalty flags for over 100 yards. But man, a win is a win, especially when you don't have your best stuff.
It's just about winning, right? One week at a time is, and they're not always going to be pretty, but you just have to find a way to win. And that's what I'm most proud about with our guys. Like, no matter what happened near the end, we found a way to win. With all the penalties, all of the negative plays, like, we were able to gut out a win, and that's what this league is about.
I mean, 0-2 is a lot worse than 2-0. So, you know, I'm definitely grateful, definitely, you know, blessed to be playing this great game. But, you know, it's definitely a lot of things we can clean up. I think around the league you can see that, though, you know what I mean? A lot of sloppy ball, you know, some teams playing better than others. But I definitely know that, you know, Texas football was not what we put on the field today. But, you know, at least in the second half, we'll definitely be better for sure.
C.J. Stroud with 260 yards and a touchdown. But really, Kaimi Fairbairn was the MVP. And gosh, could you say that about a lot of kickers around the NFL in the first 2 weeks? This is your monthly reminder. Kickers are people, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. As for the Chicago Bears, well, it was really about the pressure on Caleb Williams, but also about the fact that their defense is giving them an opportunity to win. It's kind of keeping them in games. They're just not able to find that forward momentum consistently. Again, you could say that about a lot of teams as they start out. But I know Caleb Williams, he was mad after the game.
Not coming out with a win, not executing, you know, when we needed to as a team. You know, myself throwing 2 interceptions, it's not something that I've done. Something that I do is turn the ball over. It's not really my, you know, my thing.
I love that. Turning the ball over is not really my thing. Okay, you know what? Screwing up on the radio and making up words is not really my thing. Oh, wait, it actually is. It is my thing. I have to claim it. So this is weird in the AFC South. And I thought that we would see these teams come out hot based on where we were at the end of last season. Believed that this would be competitive. Even if you're not talking about, you know, teams that are 14, 15 wins. Still the fact that they were all... Not all of them, but other than the Titans, Jags, Colts, Texans were all involved at the end of last year. The Texans have started out 2-0. The rest of the division yet to find a win. So we had an opportunity to talk to Mark Vandermeer, longtime Texans voice. In fact, the only radio voice the Texans have ever had. He joined us in the wake of Sunday Night Football. You'll want to catch that about what they can do to spark their offense. So they need to be able to run the ball. Also about that defense and the additions of Danielle Hunter. That's huge. Will Anderson in his second year out of Alabama, and he's raving about Hunter. I heard him on Westwood One following the game. So good stuff from Mark. You can catch that on our podcast that we post right after our shows every weekday morning. So let's talk about another team in the AFC South that we haven't gotten to yet. The Jets in Nashville at the Tennessee Titans. And actually, this is part of my conversation with Mark. We were talking about the South, and he mentioned that his partner, one of whom is Andre Ware, the receiver, former receiver for the Texans, he said that they call it, Ware and his partners call it, the Will Levis experience in Tennessee. And it certainly is that. It's either all or nothing with Will. But honestly, I think sometimes the guy just closes his eyes and throws the football and hopes that one of his receivers or one of his targets makes a play. So yeah, the Titans are able to jump out early. They've got a long drive. Levis is pushing. He's not getting all kinds of crazy. And he's able to find Calvin Ridley for an early 10-yard touchdown. But then it's back-to-back turnovers late in the first half. I mean, this is what he does. He's either, as I say, 100 miles per hour in the right direction, or he's backpedaling as fast as he possibly can. So yeah, the Jets get on the board after an interception. They're able to complete a 12-play march themselves. And this is kind of fun. I think a lot of different networks were making a point to note that Aaron Rodgers threw his first touchdown of the week to Braylon Allen, who is half his age. So certainly a phenomenon that Tom Brady experienced when he was with the Buccaneers. But yeah, Braylon Allen is 20 years old. He's one of the youngest players in the NFL. So Rodgers finds Braylon for a 20-yard score, and that comes after one of the turnovers by Will Levis. Breece Hall becoming the guy he was in his rookie season before he got hurt. He was the leading receiver, actually, for the Jets into the third quarter. He is able to take a pass up the right side and scamper 26 yards. And so that starts the second half. So the Jets offense looked more in rhythm than it did, obviously, against the Niners a week ago. There was still more drama, though. A blocked punt by the Jets leads to a field goal. So, yeah, Tennessee is, like I say, it's all or nothing. And I was impressed, though, with the way the Titans would respond when the offense or the special teams kind of screwed up. The Tennessee defense was holding its own as much as possible. But, again, more of the chuck and duck style from Will Levis. And sometimes a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Levis to throw it. Stepping up. Firing deep downfield, going to give Ridley a chance, and it is caught! Caught! Touchdown, Titans!
Yes!
Miraculous!
Yes.
Calvin Ridley, with Sauce Gardner all over him, located the ball, went low, caught it, and broke the plane while rolling across. The Titans are a P-A-T away from knotting the count.
And they did that, so it's a 40-yard shot by Will Levis, and Calvin Ridley makes an exceptional play. You hear the call there with Mike Keith on the Titans radio network. So they're still tied, middle of the fourth quarter, but Aaron Rodgers, he settles in, and when he does, he is in charge. He's dictating, which is really impressive. Although, just as a side note, it is really obvious he's not a scrambler anymore. He might go a couple of steps side to side. Maybe he'll step up to avoid pressure, but this is not the same guy. I'm sure it's partly age, but coming off the Achilles injury, as much as he wanted to tell us he was some miracle healer and he was going to be back in 3 weeks or whatever that was last year when he was jerking fans around, this is not the same mobility that we saw for all of Aaron Rodgers' career. Even when he wasn't fast, you know, this latter stages with the Green Bay Packers, he would still have those instincts and be able to move up and around and laterally. He's really not doing a whole lot of that right now. And so it's different, but he's Aaron Rodgers. He can deliver. He goes 26 yards to their top receiver, Garrett Wilson. But then it's Allen again, really impressive, 20 years old and 20 yards to boot.
Tied at 17, second and four, Jets on the 20-yard line of Tennessee. Play clock at five. Rodgers under center. Braylon Allen alone set back. He takes the handoff, runs right, has a crease to the 15. Oh. Stiff arm, freeway, five, goal line, touchdown. That's a Jet touchdown. And the Jets have the lead back on Braylon Allen's second touchdown of the game.
That's Bob Wischusen on Jets radio. Yeah, 20-yard scamper to go along with his age. Again, lots of people pointing that out. And the Jets go up 24-17. But true to form, Will Levis and the Titans, they've got a bunch of shots in the red zone to try to tie this one up.
Fourth and goal from the 14. Takes the snap, another four-man rush. He backpedals, looks end zone, fires one. And it is bobbled and dropped short of the goal line by Tyler Boyd. He wouldn't have been in the end zone anyway. 17 seconds to go. The Jets have the takeaway on downs, and they're going to win it here in Nashville.
These are kind of the games you look back on late in the season, and you're thankful that you won these, because if we want to be a great team, we got to win in these type of environments against teams like that.
Yeah, it was certainly a lot better performance in Nashville than what they got in their first game against the Niners. Lots of reasons, of course. The Jets, they don't have a ton of yards in this one. I'm not even sure they went over 300. I think they were under 300 yards. But they did win the turnover battle, which was huge. They were able to force Levis into just a lot of bad decisions. Again, he's got guys who make plays, but at times it's just flat out chuck and duck football. And it seems like with every single throw, he's trying to, you know, to win the game with that one chuck.
It's got to be something that's more second nature to me. And I'm going to do everything I can to rewire my brain to make sure that when I'm in those situations, I'm not making those decisions. And, I think throughout my career I've gotten a lot better of not forcing things or at least forcing balls into windows, but that's a different kind of play.
Yeah, so there was also the lateral that was recovered by the Jets. That was kind of the fumble earlier in the game. Just sometimes you wonder what's going on in his brain, but honestly, isn't that the case with some young quarterbacks or young players? What did Mike Tomlin call it last year? We don't want him to urinate down his leg. I mean, Levis is a second-year guy, and so you wouldn't expect him to be that panicky or seeing ghosts, maybe. He just, yeah, he's got this instinct where it's an all-or-nothing thing.
He didn't urinate down his leg, and that's a great place to begin.
Sometimes he does, in fact, urinate down his leg, but credit the Jets defense. They had six attempts in the red zone in that final minute, and the Jets were able to hold them off. And so for Aaron Rodgers, he goes 18 of 30, 176 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Biggest thing is that the Jets were turnover free as he earns his first victory with the team. I mean, sort of. He was with them all of last year.
Technically my second. We all know that. Somehow that first one counts. Four important plays. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they count on that, but yeah, it feels great. It feels great.
So he's making light of the four snaps he had in their season opener a year ago. Now, I don't love wins as a quarterback stat. I think that's stupid. I mean, think about the games we've had early in the season, which the kickers should really be getting credit for the wins. But Rodgers is joking. I guess it's good news that he can joke about the four snaps in 2023. And so, yes, the Jets move to 1-1. The Titans are now 0-2, joining every other team in their division except for the Houston Texans. Now, coming up, the Patriots were trying to move to 2-0 as they were hosting the Seahawks in their home opener. It goes into overtime. Want to do whatever we can to squeeze in some more Bengals and Chiefs, because that was really the game of the week, chosen by you, but also living up to the hype. So find us online at Amy After Hours, also on our Facebook page. Happy Monday morning to you. Glad to have you with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From 38 out, off the right hash mark to tie it, Jason Myers, the kick is up. And we've got a tie football game here in New England with 55 seconds left.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Steve Rabel on the Seahawks Radio Network. Man, this one had a bunch of twists and turns and also kind of a tale of two halves in New England. Patriots home opener and the two teams combined for 30 points in the first half. They're pretty impressive offenses. DK Metcalf caught a 56-yard bomb from Geno Smith for a touchdown. Now, Seattle wasn't really running the ball against the Patriots, but New England also able to get on the board with a touchdown, too. So Jacoby Brissett, he's been doing what the Patriots are asking of him. And, yeah, they're trying to ride the run with Ramondre Stevenson. Now, they do kind of hit the skids in the third quarter where you've got both teams just three and out and punt, three and out and punt. But New England does find some room to run there later with Stevenson. He has the go-ahead touchdown that puts them up 20-17. So in the fourth quarter, this is where it gets kind of dramatic. Seattle sacks Jacoby Brissett for 9 yards and pushes them back into a longer field goal kick for Myers. Well, that field goal gets blocked by Julian Love. So then you've got Seattle with a short field, and they earn that tying kick in the final minute. So you just heard it there on the Seahawks Radio Network. So yeah, they get the tying field goal, and then while the Patriots have the ball, they go three and out. So they did have an opportunity, but couldn't move the offense. Wouldn't you know it's the same thing to start overtime? You know how often people will say, oh, the first team that has the ball in overtime, well, they win most of the time, blah, blah, blah. It's not fair. The overtime rules aren't fair. Well, Patriots had the ball first, and they went three and out. So in those critical junctures where they needed something, they needed to move the offense, they needed to be able to run the ball, move the chains, they were unable to do it. So the second half, the offense a lot different for the Pats, other than that one drive, really. They had the three and outs when they had the game on the line. And so Seattle takes over, and Geno uses four different targets. He looks real comfortable in this offense now, even though it's Mike McDonald, it's not Pete Carroll, but Geno's been there now for the third year. He sets up what is another opportunity for Jason Myers.
So a 31-yarder to win it from the left hash mark. Dixon puts it down. Myers gets it away. The Seahawks win the game in overtime against the Patriots. They go to 2-0 under first-year head coach Mike McDonald. All the way across country, it comes down to 4.5 left to play in OT. The Seahawks get the drive they need.
Proud of the fight, the resiliency, the confidence, the support, the togetherness of our football team. So. Really good football team we just played. Tough. Obviously, they ran the ball really well. They stopped the run. But our guys came through in the end, and then just proud of our guys.
Yeah, so Mike McDonald and the Seahawks are 2-0, and Geno goes over 300 yards passing, has the touchdown to DK Metcalf. Now, as for the Patriots, this is the second straight week in which they're able to run the ball. Remember, they did it extremely well against the Bengals in that season opener, 185 rushing yards, but unable to get the points, unable to capitalize on the opportunities.
This is NFL football. You know, it's one play here, one play there. You just never know which play it is. And, you know, it's easiest to try to pick out some plays here and there, but it's all of us. We have to get better as a team. And look forward to getting back on the practice field, getting better.
Gerard Mayo and the Pats are now 1-1. So if you're looking at the AFC East at this point, the Buffalo Bills, of course, they won Thursday against Miami, so they're 2-0. Patriots, Jets, and Dolphins are all 1-1. If you missed it, I want to make sure I mention this again. According to multiple reports, Tua Tagovailoa has no plans to retire. He is already meeting with neurologists, and the focus is not only the severity of this latest concussion that he suffered on Thursday, but also about the cumulative effect, the impact. And that's something that's been proven in science, not that we know how individual brains respond, but that the more concussions you have, the more the impacts are compounded, and the more that you can have to deal with long-term health effects, long-term impacts of those head injuries later in life. So to have what's now been four diagnosed concussions going back to his final year at Alabama, so four of them since 2019, but according to, again, multiple sources, including Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, he has no plans to retire. Right now, he's going to listen to what the doctors say. He's going to do what he can to get healthy, and the Dolphins will wait for him until he's healthy. That's the official company line. So the AFC East has the Buffalo Bills at 2-0. Everyone else is at 1-1. Now, checking out the NFC West. Well, this is not how we thought it would start out. The Seahawks are 2-0. The Cardinals and the Rams were doing battle on Sunday, right? So you've got these two teams that are familiar with one another, though Kyler Murray just getting back into it, and he has a brand new target.
Second and 8 for the Cardinals at the 23 of the Rams. Two receivers set. Snap to Murray. Pass play. Murray with time. Fires. Deep middle. End zone for Harrison. And Harrison made the catch and got his feet down for the touchdown. First NFL score for Marvin Harrison Jr., the first of many to come. Cardinals will operate on their 40-yard line with Murray under center. Takes play action, a boot to the right. Murray looking downfield, now lobs it deep. Near side, Harrison caught it at the 20, at the 10. Harrison dives for the end zone. He's in, touchdown!
Pretty impressive. Dave Pasch on the Cardinals radio network, a pair of Marvin Harrison touchdowns in that first quarter. So he had four catches, two of them were touchdowns. He goes 130 yards total, and he was two of Kyler Murray's three touchdown passes. So this was off the rails very early for the Los Angeles Rams in the desert. The Cardinals hang 41 on L.A. Stafford is under siege himself, five sacks. He got hit another nine times. He was without Puka Nacua. Okay, so Puka is already out because of a PCL injury. So it's a knee ligament. Then Cooper Kupp leaves with an ankle injury. And so the Rams, well, they have Kyren Williams, but they just don't have a lot of options in the passing game. They're just 2 of 11 on third down. So this was a rough one for the Los Angeles Rams.
Didn't do enough right in really any phase. Started the game with a nice opening kickoff return and squandered an opportunity to get points there early, which was tough. Did that just too many times today from an offensive perspective. You know, had a couple drives there and didn't have enough points to show from it, but can be better on, you know, some of our third and fourth down stuff as well. So,
and this is one of those moments that you get that pit in your gut and you got a choice. Hey, you want to attack it or do you want to fold? All right, and I'm betting on a lot of the guys that they're going to be the kind of guys that are going to raise their head high. They're going to go back to work. These are humbling moments. These aren't moments that you love to be able to have. But if you got the right growth mindset, then you take it in stride. You handle it like a man. And that's exactly what I expect our coaches, players to do. And that's what I expect of myself as well.
A fired up Sean McVay. You take it like a man and you work it out. And yeah, you can feel the emotion in his voice. So this was a rough one for the Rams. They managed just 10 points. And as I said, they get shellacked 41-10. Cardinals move to 1-1. And so much conversation, so much chatter about Marvin Harrison and why he wasn't a bigger piece of the offense in their season opener. Well, no questions about that because he was right in the mix there in the first quarter.
Obviously, I mean, I've played for a long time. You want to get your guys the ball early, you know, so they can feel like they're in the game, get them going, get their juices flowing. I feel like we did a great job of that today.
You can never get too high, never get too low. Last week, I know I couldn't get too low. This week, I'm not going to get too high on a successful day. So you just try to approach each game with the same mindset, have the same preparation, same routine, no matter how the results are. Obviously, if things are going bad, I got to change some things. But I think I never had any lack of confidence in myself or the rest of the team. So I've continued to get better each and every week and continue to grow.
Marvin Harrison Jr., son of the Hall of Famer, is one of our candidates for Monday MVP. That poll is up at Amy After Hours. You guys have been weighing in for quite a while now. It'll run through Monday, of course. But yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. is in there, as is Sam Darnold, plus Gardner Minshew, the quarterback who was really efficient, even though he's asked to do a lot for the Raiders. They rallied from 10 points down twice in the second half to stun the Ravens in Baltimore. First time the Ravens have been 0-2 in 9 years. So Gardner Minshew, part of that poll. And then Alvin Kamara, who had 4 touchdowns in Dallas, and the Saints offense is cooking. I'm pretty sure that Derek Carr is the first, well, maybe not the first. He's the most recent to discover the fountain of youth because he looks real good for the Saints now. So, yeah, they're 2-0. Surprise 2-0 there. The Vikings 2-0 with Sam Darnold. Cardinals, they're 1-1 along with the Niners in the NFC West. And the Rams, they are the caboose in that division now at 0-2. And definitely not the same without Aaron Donald in the heart of their defense. All right, so we have gotten to every single game except for two. One in the AFC, one in the NFC. So we have to get to those in our final half hour here on the show.
Really, it's 1.5 because that other game is horrible.
Giants Cardinals. We do make a promise to get to, not Cardinals, sorry, Giants Commanders. We make a promise to get to every game, but yeah, that was rough. It was rough. Jaden Daniels did some good things. I mean, we got to see a little more from the rookie, but it was, yeah, it was not the one that you're going to tee up on your DVR and watch again. So we'll get to that, plus Cleveland-Jacksonville, and also try to squeeze in a little bit about that Chiefs-Bengals game. Though, yeah, we do have an entire work week ahead of us, so sometimes we take time in the next few shows to be able to circle back and kind of discuss more of these headliners at length. Good to have you with us. Happy Monday to you. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Peter Schwartz.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
We kick off with Sunday Night Football. The Texans were leading the Bears by 6 points late in the fourth quarter, but the Bears had the ball.
Fourth and 17 for the Bears from the Chicago 40. Williams shotgun. Here's the snap. Here's the rush. Williams with time. Guns it downfield right side. Incomplete. and the Texans take over on downs. They'll win on Sunday Night Football.
Mark Vandermeer on Texans Radio. The Texans beat the Bears 19-13. C.J. Stroud threw for 260 yards and a touchdown. Elsewhere, Harrison Butker, a 51-yard field goal with no time left, gave the Chiefs a 26-25 win over the Bengals. Other games, the Steelers over the Broncos 13-6. Cardinals 41, Rams 10, three touchdown passes for Kyler Murray. Commanders over the Giants 21-18, Jets 24, Titans 17. The Browns over the Jaguars 18-13, Vikings 23, Niners 17. In overtime, the Seahawks over the Patriots 23-20. Packers 16, Colts 10, Bucks over the Lions 20-16. The Saints beat the Cowboys 44-19, Raiders beat the Ravens 26-23. The Chargers over the Panthers 26-3. Baseball, Dodgers over the Braves 9-2, Mariners 7, Rangers nothing. In 10, Diamondbacks beat the Brewers 11-10, Astros over the Angels 6-1, Guardians 2, Rays nothing, White Sox beat the A's 4-3, Cubs 6, Rockies 2, in 10, Padres over the Giants 4-3, Blue Jays 3, Cardinals 2, Pirates 4, Royals 3, the Phillies beat the Mets 2-1, Nationals 4, Marlins 3, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 5-2, Aaron Judge hit home run number 53. It was the Twins over the Reds 9-2. The Tigers beat the Orioles 4-2. WNBA, Caitlin Clark, a career-high 35 points. Indiana Fever over the Dallas Wings 110-109. NASCAR, Chris Buescher wins at Watkins Glen. I'm Peter Schwartz.
My girth is rather large.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227.
From 30 yards out for a win. Seibert, two steps to the left. Way asks if he's ready. Tyler Ott is the snapper. Way turns, gets the snap, it's down, kick, on its way, it is up, and it is good! Washington wins 21-18!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Seven, count them, seven field goals by Austin Seibert. And so he, along with, say, Kaimi Fairbairn, who else could I put into the equation? Gosh, lots of kickers. Jason Myers, too, of the Seattle Seahawks. We've seen a bunch of kickers get a lot of work and early season MVP odds, if you will. We'll try to get to one Harrison Butker as well, though the Chiefs have got offense besides their kicker. They just have a lot of faith in him. The Commanders able to edge the Giants in a game that was back and forth in the NFC East, though not necessarily one that you'll want to watch again. Jaden Daniels, this is his first win with the Commanders, first win in the pros. There's some concerns, I think, too. The fact that he gets out and he runs a bunch and he gets hit a bunch. He gets knocked down a bunch. But he was able to set them up, lead the Commanders into field goal range over and over. And also, the fact that this is a division win is a big deal with a franchise record, seven field goals. Now, the reason that the Giants couldn't match when it came to that is because you ended up with a kicker that was missing for the Giants. Graham Gano, he got lost to an injury on the opening kickoff. So they didn't have Gano. And that meant Brian Daboll would turn to his next kicker, right? His backup kicker, his emergency kicker. Oh, wait, Giants don't have one of those either. And so instead of being able to kick field goals, the Giants had to go for it on several fourth down situations. They couldn't rely on their punter. He missed an extra point, and so they knew it wasn't a good idea to trot him out there in field goal situations. The Commanders get the franchise record seven field goals, but Brian Daboll having to answer questions about not having another kicker.
Because we thought Graham would be okay. He got hurt chasing down a hamstring. He didn't hurt his groin. He hurt his hamstring.
But Brian, are you saying that you can't hurt your hamstring running with favoring your groin?
I'm not a doctor.
Isn't that part of the deal that you have to... You know that it is a risk. Like you had the same thing last year with him. Like he came in with an injury. You're taking a risk that it could get re-injured.
Oh my gosh, this is way too much conversation about a kicker.
So, but again,
I don't care.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anymore. I thought that was brief. It wasn't brief. So yes, lots of snippiness around the Giants. This was rough. They fall to 0-2, and the kicker is, when the kicker is the big story, that's a problem. As for Jaden Daniels, 23 of 29, 226 yards. He also had nearly 50 yards rushing, and he does get hit, though, and that could be a concern for Dan Quinn.
Oh, we had concerns. I mean, it's obviously going to be a story that, you know, we're going to keep working through. We don't want the hits. So I'll look at the tape and, you know, probably have a better assessment for you on that tomorrow. I think probably in this one there was four that were called that he could have a read off of it, one that he checked into. So I'll take a look and have a sense for that. But, yeah, he was good to go.
Hey, by the way, he's a former LSU teammate of Malik Nabers, who was the Giants' number one overall pick, or number one draft pick, I should say. And Nabers was great, actually, kind of a breakout, introduce yourself to the league game. 10 catches, 127 yards, and his first touchdown. from Daniel Jones. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I feel like I've already spent way too much of my life. That's 5 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back talking about the Giants and the Commanders, but I am trying to keep my word. All right, shifting to Cleveland and Jacksonville, because both of these teams were out for their first win in this one. And the Cleveland offense, man, if they can run the ball and control the ball like this, they will pick up a bunch of wins. It's the secret, even without Nick Chubb back. But they start with a 9-minute drive. It goes 16 plays, 89 yards, and it's Deshaun Watson holding the ball at the end.
Second and goal now. Browns have it on the one. Nick Harris is now going to line up wide to the right. And Deshaun's going to go empty here. Three to the left. Deshaun on the keeper. Watson towards the end zone. Touchdown! 16-play touchdown drive to open up this game for the Browns.
The new play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Browns, Andrew Siciliano, who is from NFL Network. He's actually a former Syracuse classmate of mine. I know a lot of people miss Jim Donovan or thinking of him as he battles cancer. So the Browns able to get that offense early, but it was the only touchdown for Cleveland. They were dominating time of possession. They get bunch of field goals from Dustin Hopkins, but then they also have the defense. And this is what they made a living on last year. They only gave up a single touchdown to Jacksonville, and that was Travis Etienne. There was the one long pass play from Trevor Lawrence to Brian Thomas that put them in the red zone. That was really the only time that it looked like the Jaguars might be able to get something going. But still, we're trailing 16-10 after three quarters. So the Jacksonville Jaguars, they had a lot of opportunities, and that's the thing. I mean, the ball was in their hands a bunch, but they missed missed a field goal. I remember that. And then also in the second half, Trevor Lawrence feeling a bunch of the pressure from Cleveland.
Trevor Lawrence shotgun in the end zone with ETN to his right. First down. Here's the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Alex Wright's got him and throws him out of the back of the end zone. Safety!
Yes, once again, on the Browns Radio Network. So, yeah, you had the early offense and the ball control from Cleveland.
Safety!
And then the safety in the second half for Jacksonville, and that's Alex Wright. So, good for the Browns. Able to figure out a way to win on the road. That's always huge. 1-1 for them now in the AFC North, where the Steelers are 2-0, and the Jaguars fall to 0-2. So my goodness, they are, 1-5 to end last season, are now 0-2 to start this year. I mean, Trevor Lawrence really frustrated. He and Doug Peterson were kind of jawing back and forth late in the game. He did get sacked 4 times, so that's part of it as well. Meanwhile, for Deshaun, 22 of 34 for 186 yards. He does have the rushing touchdown. I would say one, in addition to them having to settle for field goals, one thing that stood out in this game was that they had 13 penalty flags for 100 yards as well. And so they got the win, but there's still a lot that they can work on.
Yeah, I'm not going to say comeback performance. That's our starting quarterback out there making plays. He's not perfect. I got mad at him at the end there, but didn't stay mad at him. He made some plays. And you know, that's who he is. I thought his pocket movement, making plays off schedule, was incredible. A couple of those throws down the field were really, really impressive, and he never blinked.
Though one Browns fan did reach out to me on social and ask me if Baker Mayfield could return to Cleveland and play for the Browns again. I think that ship has sailed. Meanwhile, the guaranteed money committed to Deshaun Watson in the wake of not just a rough opening game, better this week, of course, but also the fact that he's facing another civil lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault and battery, which he does deny.
Like I told you guys before, I know who I am, but the ultimate, I have a job to do, and that's to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns and be the best I can be when I step on the field. So, just keep my Lord and Savior first. Keep my support cast, the people that's around me, super tight, and then just keep more glory, and that's the ultimate thing.
Deshaun Watson reacting to the news of the week, and he's going to focus on playing quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. they're in a better situation than are the Jaguars because it's been a mess for them. And when Trevor Lawrence is frustrated, he's relatively even keel, but when he gets frustrated, well, you know it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, we suck right now, so I don't pretty shocked. You know, obviously, this isn't, we had a great offseason, great training camp, and we got to figure it out.
So Browns and Jaguars, that was the last game that we hadn't gotten to, not on purpose. It's not like I meant to leave it for the end, just how we managed it, how we fleshed it out. It's a living, breathing amoeba here on the show After Hours with Amy Lawrence. But maybe you could say we saved the best for last. Oh, wait, that would be the Bengals and the Chiefs also in the AFC North, those Cincinnati Bengals. Hey, they're kind of familiar with this. This is the third year in a row in which they started out 0-2. So I guess there's something to be said for the fact that they do manage to recover. But man, five lead changes in the second half against the Kansas City Chiefs. They always go toe-to-toe. There's always these dramatic moments. And there were a bunch. For instance, Ja'Marr Chase hauling in a pass and then going after the ref not once but twice, getting a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct and pushing his team into a really tough situation where they were a deeper field goal, I suppose you could say, but not able to convert on a third down because it was too much of an ask. So yeah, Ja'Marr Chase and his teammates trying to hold him back, his coach trying to talk him down. That was fairly melodramatic. There was a lot of extracurricular activity, if you will, between these two teams. So it's 25-23 after that drive where Chase loses his temper and kind of loses his mind. And the Bengals are up and Cincinnati forces Kansas City to go 3-and-out, but is unable to keep the ball and run out the clock. So that's the thing. You give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium, well, you are asking for it. Joe Burrow gets sacked by Chimari Connor, and that gives the ball back to the Chiefs with about 2.5 minutes to go. I mean, they weren't looking good, and after a penalty of their own on an offensive lineman, they are facing a 4th and 16, right? So this is not unheard of for the Chiefs to be able to convert something along these lines, but it was one of those where they just had to force the ball and hope that the Bengals would bite.
Mahomes catches a shotgun snap, drops back, bouncing at the 23, scrambling left, stays behind the line, throws downfield, broken up by Dejon Anthony. There's a penalty flag on the Bengals rookie.
Wow, he's going to call pass interference on that?
Rashee Rice was the intended receiver.
Wow.
Obviously, they're going to get in that kind of fence defense at the sticks, and so my job is to buy time for guys to get downfield. I was able to do that. As I scrambled to the left, I saw Rashee open. I knew it was going to be contested, but you got to put the ball up. And Rashee tried to do a great job of trying to get the ball. I haven't seen the replay or anything, but it felt like the Duquesne was there pretty early. And we got the flag. But I mean, you got to give guys chances in those situations, and that's what we did.
Yeah, you'll see this one over and over. And I know people like to say the Chiefs get calls, blah, 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 whatever. That's not what happened here. The rookie DB did, essentially it's like a basketball over the back, right? So he came over the back. And the ball, while it was high, Rashee was leaping up to try to grab it. It was within arm's length. Had he not have a guy draped over the top of him before the ball got there, maybe he has a chance to battle for it. So it was catchable, according to the ref. Also, Gene Steratore, CBS rules analyst, he was on board with this, the DPI penalty, and it moves the chains. And it kind of interesting because the Chiefs don't bother to have any real sense of urgency as they're getting into position for Harrison Butker. Nah, they kind of forfeit a couple of snaps and let him go out there for a 51-yarder, which he does make because that is a situation that he's comfortable in.
I expect to have, you know, a lot of kicks every single game. I expect the game to be close and for it to end with a game-winning kick. And I feel like if that's my mentality going into every game, you know, I'll be prepared for whatever comes my way.
As time expires, 26-25, the Chiefs win. And so this is yet another game between these two AFC teams that is separated by 3 points or fewer. That's kind of their history. So the Bengals fall to 0-2. The Chiefs move to 2-0, and we've got one more game tonight that we will get to. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.